What a way to start a show. 80s classic Deacon Blue, Real Gone Kid. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8 minutes past six on this Wednesday. Last day of July. PJ, how are you this morning?
Holy smoke. Last day of July. Thank God. It was one of those mornings coming in. You know those mornings where you get into the car and then suddenly you're halfway in and you go, geez, they're all out today. It was like everybody was directly and deliberately trying to kill me.
Were they?
Yeah, it was mad. Yeah.
Did you have a little touch of road rage?
No. I couldn't. I never really do. I couldn't give a shite. I like watching the other people. You never have road rage? Not really. I like watching the other people get upset.
God, I'm always... Anything on the road could upset me.
So I just
seeing another
car. I was trying to pass me. He was up my arse, so he just kept trying to pass me. So I just kept pulling in front of him and I wouldn't let him pass.
What,
that was great crack.
That qualifies as a little bit of road rage.
If you're having great crack, I don't think it's road rage.
You know what I mean? Okay, road rage mightn't sound right, but the very fact that you're doing this line
very
of like,
funny.
You're
like,
not getting by me.
I know, I wasn't doing that. I was there laughing my head off. Like, it was great. It was incredibly good fun. And then he got stuck between me and the snow right down.
I hope he's listening.
I saw the way, yo, wanker. He got slow. He was hot. Then he went up to the.
Was that on a windy road or something?
Oh no, it was huge road, Blackrock Road, but there was no way.
Why didn't he just overtake or something?
Sure, I kept pulling in front. Every time he went to move, I just snaked in front. And then I snaked.
Oh, you mean like lane to lane?
Yeah, and then we got into all the other traffic, and he was stuck looking in the window at me, and I was waving. All right. Hell yeah.
Oh.
I rolled down the window, and he was there, staring, giving the finger on. Morning.
Which drives people bananas.
Are you real? Where are you off to? Yeah, it was one of them. So
please let that person be listening. 087-188-0008.
They're going to drive aggressive with a fella who doesn't care whether he's out late or not.
Yeah, you'd be no crack. You'd be no crack if you can't be wound up. If you can't
not
be
really. Not really. I've been on the bike for too many years on a motorbike where you just feel everyone's trying to kill you so much that you just kind of go, whatever.
Really? I thought the old motorbike gave you sort of, that's nearly like blooming immunity. Because I know you're vulnerable if that did happen, but you know what I mean? You know the way you are always snaking in and out and jumping to the top and winding lane to lane and all?
Yeah.
I thought that kind of made you, you know, I didn't think you'd ever have road rage on a motorbike.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't.
Now you're just chilled.
Everybody tries to kill you so much when you're on a motorbike. You get so used to it in a way a car driver would never understand that you just kind of go, whatever. I'm in a car. It's grand.
Yeah.
It's
what's grand. The worst that can happen?
Yeah. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Listen,
someone will lose their temper.
I'm going to make you feel better straight from the off with a sentence that has probably, well, it's rarely ever been said, PJ.
Oh, God.
So it says, good morning, lads. PJ was right yesterday. There you go. Well, I'll just leave it at that.
That's good enough for me now. I'll take that and run if that's all right.
Anyway, basically, it's talking about yesterday when you were complaining about all the darkness. It says it was right about the end of July. Darkness settling in.
It
feeling
is.
Blah already. It says Derek in Finland.
Finland?
Yeah.
Shit.
Who listens to us on the app in Finland for his drive to work every morning.
Fair play to him.
What? How far are they ahead of us? Or is it the same?
One hour ahead. And they get the thing is probably, I can understand them though, because if it gets dark in Finland, it stays dark for like
months.
A year and a half. they really get the darkness. Like proper dark.
Yeah. Derek, good to have you along, buddy. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah. I wish I knew some Finnish to...
Yeah. I assume he didn't kind of go there on holiday. I assume he's just there. Well, Derek, will you explain why you're listening to us?
I haven't
from Finland. Thank you very kindly. And morning to everyone else who's been in touch. Dan in Cork has been on to say the sun's up in Cork. There you go. Happy people in Cork today, even though it's a bit dull around
good
here.
Good stuff. Good
but
on,
I think it is going to be a good day today.
Yeah, it looks like in the East Coast
the
anyway, it's going to be very warm but overcast is what it looks like today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought the sun was going to break through at some stage.
Don't know about that now.
Also, what else? Morning to Margaret in from my English Ian, of course, is always checking in. Happy chappy here in Limerick. Chainsaw Man's just got himself a brand new Husqvarna.
All right.
That's a big looking machine.
Big looking machine,
that
so
is.
It is, yeah.
Look at that, fresh out of the box.
They make motorbikes as well.
He's
Husqvarna.
Happy. Look at that. There's a man happy in his work.
There it is, look at him.
I'm not quite sure what his work is, to be perfectly honest
with
you.
That's the Deirdre Byrne, you'll never be forgiven. You just sent us a picture of ourselves, and we don't like that.
That's rough. Deirdre,
you're
the only saving
uncalled
grace.
Uncalled for.
You're the only saving grace in that picture, Deirdre.
Look at the feckin' moustache, I mean, man, I can't wait to get rid of it.
And actually, I think I'm going to throw that shirt out.
Jeez.
But anyway. Jonathan in Perth, look at that. There you go, Derek in Finland. I'd see your Finland and up you Australia.
Jeepers, why you just, what time is it over there?
Who knows? Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008.
I think it's so far ahead in Australia, it's the same time as here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they've lapped us.
It's just a week ahead or something.
087-188-0008, almost 13 minutes past 6 on this Wednesday, final day of July. Birthdays on the way. David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that this morning, this Wednesday, 31st of July. We've gotten to the bottom of it. Right, here we go. First up, Derek is in Finland because he was born in Dublin. He's a Northsider. Top of the world.
Top of the heap there,
top
so.
Top of the heap, yeah. Family live in Malahide in Portmarnock, and he just happens to live in Finland. Actually, there you go. Look at that. That's literally, Derek has sorted out exactly what you want to do with your life.
Live in Finland.
You just want to be in a different country from your family and friends.
Yeah. But I want them to move because I like it here.
Oh, yeah, good point, right. So you need to get them to go to Finland.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I love it here.
But Derek,
it's them that has to move.
We appreciate it. Thank you for that. And thank you for thanks for listening in.
Fair play to you, Derek. It's great to have you along.
And it's nearly a quarter past one in the afternoon in Perth, lads. Going back to Dublin for a holiday on Sunday. Can't wait to get home. Love the show, boys. Always listening in. Thank you, Jonathan. That's excellent.
Yeah, 1:15 p.m.
Must be weird listening to us.
But does that mean, like, it's not Wednesday over there, is it?
What?
It's not Wednesday, surely. It's tomorrow. It's Thursday, isn't it?
Couldn't just let it go, no.
I don't know what. Because there's no way that there's only whatever amount, like a handful of hours.
I know what you mean.
It must be like.
They're well ahead of us, yeah.
So it's a quarter past one tomorrow. It's lunch tomorrow. Is that right?
Are they that far ahead?
I think they might be, man.
Okay, right. So what many hours would that be? 12 and you hold it, no, and you take the... No. It'll be a lot. Anyway, listen,
I don't understand. What day is it in Australia?
Right, Jonathan, I'm sorry about this. I know you just wanted to text in and say hello, but unfortunately PJ's got the bit between his teeth now, so you're going to have to tell us. What day is it? What week is it? Month is it?
Yeah.
Date is it? All that sort of stuff.
We need all the details now, yeah. because
And hopefully it's not costing you a fortune to text from...
It's WhatsApp!
Oh no, it's WhatsApp.
It's not WhatsApp.
Free.
It's not costing, man. There you go.
Jonathan, look, he's typing as we speak. Look at that. It's the joy of WhatsApp, you know, when they're actually responding to you.
Yeah.
Live radio, folks.
Live radio when you... You're already up there. We can see you're typing and you're waiting ages.
Are we waiting for this or are we going to do any birthdays?
I suppose he's typing from tomorrow. Yeah, go on, so with the birthdays. We better...
But so, John, you're telling me Jonathan's typing from the future?
He's typing from the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen. It's like literally Back to the Future is happening before your very ears.
Have they invented a flying car in Australia yet?
I tell you. Jonathan is on in... He's WhatsApping us from the future.
That's always one of those things. I'm flying... He says it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Of 2020, though.
12!
Jeez.
Nice response,
Jonathan.
Now
I don't know.
There you go. That's what you get, Gallagher, for getting all finicky.
Bloody hell. I now have to guess people's birthdays. Sure, I don't even know what day it is in Australia.
Right. Actually, do you want something? That kind of
unbelievable.
In a weird sort of way, that kind of fits in with our first birthday, right? Because, you know... Who knows whether they're trying to keep secrets from you, PJ?
Who knows?
Who knows indeed, because it's this bloke's birthday.
What they're doing is merging Mexico with Canada and with North America. They're going to bring in a new currency called the Amero. Eventually, what will happen is that will merge with the Europe, African Union, the Asian Pacific Union for centralised control, global governance to form a one world government.
There you go. One world government on the way.
There you go. And who wouldn't know?
The Illuminati are at it.
Absolutely. And Jim Carr would know all about it.
Oh, I tell you.
It's a gas
straight away. Don't go through an airport scanner.
Is that what he says as well?
Absolutely.
Why, what does it fry? It fries your nuts or something?
It does weird things to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sets you. And it's an invasion of privacy. They can see you.
You can see that, though. Have you seen those pictures?
No.
Of the American ones? Yeah. It does. It sees your dingle dangles. It sees everything.
So he's...
Your Nicky Nacky Norris, like.
He's appealing to you not to bother going through scanners.
Well, yeah, I have to say, I'm not mad about it. Once America started those scanners where you can see all your... See your Charlie's.
And obviously he famously believes that 9/11 was an inside job and all that and blah, blah, blah.
That's where he loses me.
But you see, the part that he really loses me is apparently... He thinks a lot of Nigel Farage.
Yeah, you see, there you go.
I mean, I could live with all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact that he sort of thinks Nigel Farage is on the right track.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Is a little bit worrying.
A man who would, like, literally put Irish people to the sword, given
pretty
half
much.
A chance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think it says a lot about me as well that
By the way, you know, you said that thing about I think you had a tweet recently saying like that it was some mad tweet that you were retweeting about somebody claiming that they just invade us or something.
Yeah, some mad tweet. That was Priti Patel.
Oh, was that it? Right, yeah. Starve us. Literally, did you hear Tara in the news?
No.
Some economic commission, somebody, I don't know, whatever, I was only half listening. Anyway, apparently, one of the potential fallouts of a no-deal Brexit is food shortages.
For who?
For us.
It's not.
I immediately thought of you and they're trying to starve us!
Well, that was Priti Patel that said it. See, the British said, well, one of them, the Secretary for State, the British Secretary for State, said it might be a good idea to try and starve us out.
It's starting, buddy. Starting. Jim Carr is right.
Yeah, well, look, as long as the Americans can't see me, Willie, I don't care what happens. I gotta say, Jim Carr is 49.
55 now.
Oh, is he? Jeepers, I didn't think.
55, no longer a nipper. Right, what else we got? Let's stay with the politics of sorts. David Norris.
I'm a rather contrary old soul. He's a gas man.
Could
have
been the president.
Yeah, he's a unionist now that you bring up. He's a British unionist.
But he's all right. He's like, nice enough, isn't he? I don't know.
Seeing as though we're on that sort of train of Brexit and all. His answer to it all would be, I'd say, I don't know. You'd have to ask him. But we just say, let's rejoin the United Kingdom.
All right, well, now you put me off him. It's just, I was about to announce to the nation that I look to you for my political information, my guidance on the right and wrongs.
Well, there you go,
things.
I'm not telling you there.
I thought David Norris was a nice bloke, and then you turned around and said he thinks we should be part of the UK.
Yeah, he does. But he is a nice fella. He's just contrary. He's a gas fella. He's a gas old whore. So he is. You know what I mean? Mad for Joyce.
I've never met him.
I've met him a couple of times,
and he was all right.
Ah, yeah, yeah. He's very...
PJ, delighted to meet
you. He hadn't a clue who I was,
though. I'd love you to come and join us in the UK.
Oh, yeah, he hadn't a clue who I was. He's like, hello. You're doing so well. You know when people say that, they go, what's my name?
I've heard
It's, you funny fellow. Of course, I know your name. What is it?
I've heard your set. It's like listening to Oscar Wilde.
I'm giving him a hard time because he doesn't know me. Why should he? Unbelievable.
Well, you know him. He could at least reciprocate.
He ran for president, for the love of God. Imagine.
You could have easily... You represented Ireland at karaoke. I mean, come on. The guy should be aware of you.
Imagine saying that to him. Imagine.
How are you doing? Pleasure to go.
Yeah. You ran for president that time.
Played for Ireland.
Listen, I know what it feels like. I was in Finland. I know it, to be exact. Representing Ireland in the karaoke. Wasn't very good, but there you go.
But also international, you know.
Yeah, still plays higher. Still plays higher than the others. I gotta say that David Norris is 73.
Not a bad effort, buddy. Not a bad effort. 75. Right, I think that we need to gather our thoughts momentarily.
Yeah, I was talking too much.
No. We'll squeeze a tune, I think, in maybe even two. Who knows? And we'll have a few more birthdays because it hasn't gone well so far. But there's still three. Still time, buddy. Still time.
We need a hat trick.
And of course, and that whole thing now, your mind is blown by the fact that it's 2020 in Australia.
I still don't know what flipping day it is in Australia.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Tara. As always, almost 6:33. Looks like it's going to be a half-decent day today, the way you're describing there. 22, sort of broken sunshine, all that.
Well, half-decent in comparison to yesterday in the
deluge. I was just about to ask you whether or not you got any of that sort of downpour.
I got trapped inside a coffee shop in the IFSC for no joke, about 40 minutes. He couldn't get out the door.
Incredible.
Because the drains had blocked. And so there was like probably about 3 inches of water outside the door of the coffee shop. Just down in the IFSC.
Because it's gas. I just saw on Ray Shah's social media this morning, his body first place in Ranelagh. The one in Ranelagh, the branch in Ranelagh, almost flooded.
It was immense, wasn't it?
Almost flooded.
I was in the gym yesterday, there was holes all over the roof and everything. They're putting out buckets and everything.
17 millimetres of rain apparently fell in the space of 15 minutes in Dublin yesterday.
Amazing. I was in Charlestown in Finglas yesterday or whatever, and we were going to leave from the shopping centre bit where we'd had something to go to the Leisureplex bit to play some pool. Literally, it was like, we ended up actually going down in, it was like some sort of secret tunnel. We went down into the car park, right, the underground car park, walked across the car park and back up into the Leisureplex. to avoid the rain.
It was so brilliant. Mental. It was so heavy. It was really.
Oh, you couldn't have. I mean, even if you'd only a few steps to go, you'd have been drenched.
Drenched, absolutely drenched. Like, if you'd happened to have, you know, a trailer load of wellies on you yesterday around, you'd have made a killing. An absolute killing.
I missed the thunder and lightning. Mike saw the thunder and lightning. I missed that stuff.
I only saw a little flash of lightning.
I like a bit of thunder and lightning.
I saw the lightning. It was about it, though. Yeah.
Are you not a fan of thunder and lightning?
I'm not a fan of crappy rain, to be honest with you.
You have to love a bit of a storm.
You have to love thunder and lightning.
The energy.
Who loves that?
Excitement and all.
You two feckin' vampires. That's about it.
No, you gotta love that.
Oh, nobody loves thunder and lightning.
No, you
bit
do.
Of danger, bit of edge.
Yeah.
No danger, it's just noise. It keeps you awake.
No, you could die. It's the threat that you could die, that you're running the gauntlet.
And you have to be nearly dead to feel alive. No, that's not the right.
Yeah. No, that is. That's is that so the quote? True. That's why I love. That's why I love walking around graveyards, because it makes me feel alive. No joke. Don't look at me like that. That's true.
I'm going back to the vampire reference again, if you don't mind. I think it suits him.
That is brilliant. Tara going around going, ha, 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 ha. It's the Buggles, of course. Video Killed the Radio Star and your Get Up and Go song from Bob Sinclair. Ahead of that in World Hold On. 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, final day of July, 31st of July today. By the way, since we've been doing all this kind of, you know, round the world stuff, Finland people listening to us, Perth and Australia people listening to us, Marietta Donnelly's been in touch, listening in Cape Town.
Get out of it. I think they're the same time as us, though, aren't they?
Could well be.
I think they might be, or an hour maybe in difference at all.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever listened to radio stations from, like, I don't know, the States or whatever?
Not at all. I shouldn't even listen to radio when I'm here.
I was just going to say. I find it hard enough to get you to listen to me.
Yeah.
For the 4 hours we're on.
I don't listen to radio when I'm on it. Away.
Anyway, Marietta, thank you so much for getting in touch, listening in Cape Town. Brilliant.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's brilliant.
087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you do want to give us a shout. Right, three more birthdays. Still time for you to redeem yourself and win yourself another day off, right? We're going to start with J.K. Rowling.
Oh, now, right, yeah.
I know
Harry
you're
Potter.
Not necessarily a Harry Potter aficionado.
No, far from it, yeah.
J.K. Rowling
confused him with The Hobbit last week, you know.
It's just going to, yeah. But J.K. Rowling, famous name all the same. You'll have seen her around the place, won't you?
Ah, jeepers. She's unavoidable. Sure, she's a big voice on Twitter and all of that now as well.
Yeah, and
with
of
politics
course,
and all that stuff.
Good friend of ours, Niamh Maher, massive Harry Potter fan. She probably told you on a regular basis how old J.K. Rowling is.
No, well, you see, unfortunately, we wouldn't be listening to Niamh, you know. Love Niamh.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
Just don't get her on the Harry Potter.
Ah, yeah, she goes on a bit. So I got to say, that's actually a hard one, because it feels like she's been around forever and ever, but she's not that old. I'd say she's in her 50s. I'm going to take she's a stab of 54.
Yes!
Hey!
Ooh, off to a flyer.
Now you're talking.
Oh, I tell you, this could be setting up lovely. This could be. Because, yeah, we're going to the football next. Like your football. And this lad recently in the Premiership, managing Chelsea, has since moved. Gone to Inter Milan.
Oh, thought it was Frank Lampard.
No. Antonio Conte.
Oh, right, yeah. He's a tough one. Do you remember that? He was one of the most bizarre football experiences I've ever seen in my life was with him. Remember when the goalkeeper refused to come off the pitch for him? That was mental.
No, that wasn't him. That was Sarri, wasn't it?
Oh, that was Sarri.
That was Maurizio Sarri that was
Sarri.
His, what would you call him? His successor.
His successor, yeah.
Who is now also gone as well.
God, yeah.
Antonio Conte was your man who went to kind of, he had a big spat with Jose.
That's right,
called him a little man or something, did he?
Yes,
or
I can't remember something along the lines of it.
They have bad blood.
But then Jose has bad blood with everybody.
Yeah.
He seems to, that's just his thing, isn't it? He does well for a couple of years and then he just decides to upset everybody and feck off.
See his interviews recently there, he's talking about, apparently his nickname when he was a kid was Z, like as in Z or something.
Oh, really, yeah.
And he talks about it like third person, you know. Z wants this and Z, in other words, referring to his...
The sign of madness. That's a real madman's way of carrying on, isn't it? That's a madman's way to carry on.
I tell you, just so that we can have a bit of drama, I'm going to help you with this.
Right.
Antonio Conte, former Chelsea manager, now with Inter Milan. It's a significant birthday for him, PJ.
70.
Oh, fuck. Antonio Conte.
We're thinking of two different people, I think.
He's 50.
Jeez, is he?
Yeah.
How did he do that? He looks a bit older than that.
You're right. Anyway, Let's finish it off.
It's all gone pear-shaped now. I feel embarrassed now. I'm ashamed of myself now.
Wesley Snipes to finish.
No. Yeah, what about him? 24. Doesn't even matter anymore.
Do you like Wesley Snipes?
He's all right. He's a bit cheesy.
I was just going to say that.
All that, you know. Oh, he's Bill on Black. All that sort of stuff. And then he decided he was going to be a vampire. And I wasn't into those movies.
It's like the acting equivalent of Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, and he was the worst manager Chelsea ever had. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a bit of that going on, yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about Wesley Snipes, but I did think there was
one great movie he was in, wasn't there? Wasn't there one really good movie Wesley Snipes was in?
Snakes on a Train.
Not quite.
Snakes on a Plane, then.
No,
that was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Snakes in the Back of a Taxi. Was that it?
What was the one? Somebody out there will know.
Snakes on a Bicycle.
There was one. Wesley Snipes made one good movie. If anybody can remember what
was there
it was.
A snake in it?
I don't think there was a snake in it, buddy, to be honest with you.
Doesn't sound that good to me, then.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Demolition
go back
Man.
To Chelsea.
Is that what I'm thinking of? Demolition Man?
Don't know.
With your other hero, Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
I'm leaving you hanging here because I can't help you out. Demolition Man, I don't know.
White Men Can't Jump, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, that's a great film.
There you go, he was in that.
Yeah, but that again, that's cheesy nonsense. But it's a good one, yeah. That was tail end of the 80s, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so there you go.
Couple of basketball hustlers. 24, I said. No, he's 57.
Yes, he is!
Ah, fat!
Oh, my God!
Fat!
You hadn't taken it even remotely seriously with Antonio Conte.
Why didn't I... That was stupid now. I threw away a hat-trick.
You threw it away, buddy. It was literally... You snatched defeat from the jaws of victory there.
Well, that was your fault now.
It's not my fault.
You were giving me the eyes that it was all going wrong or something. I don't know what you did.
Unbelievable. Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing, here at Classic Hits. Do we have her birthday recently? Did she pop up on Celebrity Birthdays recently, J-Lo?
She did, in the last couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, listen, thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Final day of July, Wednesday, 31st of July, just 10 past 7. Of course, might be the final day of July, still in the thick of holiday season.
Still in the thick
Lots
of it,
people
yeah.
leave it till... By the way, do you still get traditional builders' holidays anymore? Do you ever get that anymore?
I don't know. I was never a builder, so I never knew what that was about. Every so often, people say it's a builders' holiday. I'd be like, what? Is that like a bank holiday that you don't get the day off for?
Did it used to be, was it 2 weeks in July or 2 weeks in August or something, and the idea was they were builders' holidays or...
Never understood what that was about. Never understood. And I worked on building sites, and I never had a clue what was going on there. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Anyway, listen, if you are heading off on holiday, enjoy, best of luck, send us a postcard, all that sort of shenanigans. But, be warned, because when you get back...
Oh, apparently, yeah. So apparently they're saying there's this survey done, you know, some health band, I don't know, they're a vitamin company, whatever. Yeah. So take what they say, whatever way you want. But they say...
With water.
Oh, come on.
So it takes at least, they say, 3 days to get back to normal after your holidays. This is what the study says, right?
So you go away for a week,
it takes you 3 days. Now they say that if you take a week off to relax... So it's about 72 hours then to get back into the swing of things, feel normal and basically, I suppose, feel like you never had a holiday in the first place. That's kind of what happens. That's what normal means, isn't it?
Mm.
And then...
Feeling like you need a holiday.
And then if you take a 2 week break, it takes 4 days. That's what they say. Right, that's what... will you stop? That's complete garbage, right? And I know they're
really,
the ones...
Do you come back from a holiday and you hit the ground running, you're in flying form and all that?
No, man, it takes me a year to recover from holiday.
You're right.
A year! To the point that I don't think holidays are even worth going on anymore. Like, yeah, they're not worth it, man.
If you can't be on a permanent holiday.
They're not worth it. It costs you money.
Why have a taste of what you would love to have forever?
Yeah, it costs you money. The hassle of airports and all of that crap. And then you have to go and, you know, all the hassle of getting to where you want to go. And then you realise you get there and you go, oh my God, this place is full of gobshite. And then you have to deal with all of that. And then by the time you pack up, go home, and you suddenly feel like you're knackered again because of the travelling. And then you kind of wish you had the cash you spent. And you kind of go, no, it's not worth it.
The travel
home
thing.
It takes you a year to recover. By the time you earn the money back you spent on all the cat balloon nonsense, it's kind of like you feel like it wasn't worth it in the first place.
The travel home, all right, does take the good out of it. Whatever about the travel to a holiday, you're kind of excited, you're looking forward to it, you know that there's good things ahead. The travel back, though, airports and aggravation and stuff coming back from a holiday, that's depressing stuff.
Oh, it's horrendous.
That is depressing stuff, admittedly.
There was some large Toblerone for all the people in work. You're like, oh, yeah, you better get them gobshites something as well. You know, milk a bar or a Toblerone or
But, and then you start thinking, so I'm going to find some Polish jellies that are so hard it'll rot their teeth. Doesn't go some yo-yos.
But and that's the thing, I kind of get where they're coming from, 3 or 4 days to get back into the swing of things. Because you do, because yeah, just everything just feels weird again. It's like relearning stuff. It's like you've switched your brain and everything else off while you were on holiday.
And you genuinely
you come back
to
your job
you go,
and you don't know how to do it anymore.
That wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. I've gained nothing.
I've never gotten to that point.
You have.
I'm happy, happy to take hold of it.
You're like, what was the point of that? I had a great time. Yeah, I did. I had a great time. And I've memories that last a month. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like,
but sure.
But
so
now all I've done
so does that mean that you're particularly happy this year? Because you don't have any holidays?
No, I still want time off. Time off. I'm all for time off.
Yeah.
But I just think the whole doing something with your time off is very overrated. That's all I'm saying. I just think
you'd
it's very
overrated.
You'd
be a big advocate of the old staycation, wouldn't you?
Yeah, would you? Because you're so busy doing things when you're here. And then you have to go away and do more stuff. No.
Yeah.
And I know, like, a holiday for a lot of people, like, and for me, nowadays, if I do have one, it's to go and do nothing somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'd rather do nothing on my own time. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know that, you
you'd
know,
rather do nothing having not endured an airport and whatever.
Yeah, and not have to, like, you know the way all included, it was, everything was free. Everything was free. The bills was free. The fields was free. It wasn't. It cost you thousands, man.
You paid in advance.
You paid for all of that. And how many and what you could eat was up to you.
Yeah.
But you paid for all of that. You know this, everything was free. I did have to put my hand in my pocket once. I know. You put it in your pocket before you went.
It was the check you wrote.
You gave them like $3,000 or something. You get, you know what I mean? It wasn't. Yeah. You didn't arrive at the most luxury charity event in the history of the world. What, like?
Yeah.
You know, you did. You paid for everything, and I'm a bit scaldy that way.
Well, can I just point out, by the way, at this stage that just in case there's any, you know, travel related company, agent, anything like that that was thinking of sending PJ and myself off on some sort of, I don't know, cruise or sampling, you know, some of the fabulous destinations around the world, we're still available for that. I don't want you to take what PJ Gallagher has just said there as any indication that he wouldn't be grateful for the offer.
Oh yeah, I'd love a cruise as well. You can pick you up basically at home.
Well, for you,
yeah. You get on. I mean, that's literally, you could walk to it from here.
Yeah.
You'd walk down and just get on your boat, and then you do the whole, right, what do you want? Nothing. But when do I want
just
nothing.
Leave me here.
What do we want? Nothing. When do I want it? Now. If I need that, I'll let you know. I'll be walking around now in my Speedo soon enough, don't you worry, with croissants hidden
soon,
in them.
How soon will we be in the middle of the sea, away from everybody?
Yeah. And can I fill up my trousers with croissants? Because I couldn't be bothered carrying a tray. I really want to make a show of myself. That's the only reason I want to be here, is to make a whole woody show.
Have you got a croissant in your pocket, sir?
Yes, I do.
Guaranteed Irish, The Adventures, Broken Land, almost 20 past 7 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Thank you for that. And happy birthday to Graham McBride. He's 30 tomorrow. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Obviously, but there must be some significance why they didn't decide to just kind of wish him a happy birthday tomorrow on his actual birthday.
Oh,
as
yeah,
now
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's because they think they forget, that's why.
Maybe.
Or maybe they're not
like,
around.
We'll be here. Maybe he won't be here. In the most positive
in the grand
sense,
scheme of things, I haven't got a clue.
You know, he might be doing something. Anyway, listen, it's Graham McBride of Sky Road, no less, in Clifton and Connemara in Galway.
We got Sky Road.
Sky Road. The Sky Road. You take the Sky Road. Anyway, 30th birthday tomorrow. Graham McBride, have a cracking day. Basically, all the gang, the whole family and friends and everybody in the world of Connemara.
Oh, jeepers, I love birthdays. You have to make the most of it.
Clifton as well. They
Clifton,
all wanted
yeah.
to wish you a happy
Clifton
birthday.
Clifton is so far away. Clifton's like a 4-hour drive from Galway, you know that?
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, my mate has a holiday home in Clifton.
It's so far away. Like, it's like you're in Galway. I think you could get to Dublin as quick as you could to Clifton from Galway, I think.
Wow.
Maybe I'm exaggerating slightly. But it's not far away.
It wouldn't be like you at all.
I'm telling you, it's a couple of hours.
Yeah.
To get
I well believe it.
Yeah,
I well believe it.
Clifton is far away. Not geographically speaking, as the crow flies, like, but in real terms to get
there.
Well,
you've got your bottom in a car.
Yeah, if you're putting Sky, put Sky Road into your GPS there. Now, I'm going to do it now and see if I'm not, because they're going to be loads of them. Sky Road.
We're leading to it. 7:21.
Sky Road.
Don't forget the hit bit on the way. If you want to get involved, classichits.ie, always a good place to start. The clue is there, the clip is there, all the previous guesses are there. And if you're feeling inspired, 087-188-0008, let us know you want to play, and Magic Mike could be giving you a bell.
3 hours, 44 minutes.
Yeah, Take Your Mama from the Scissor Sisters. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. The hit bit, of course, on the way. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. You can have a go. Don't give us your guess. Just give us your name and Magic Mike will give you the call. Get you on to play. Now, it's amazing how people with loads and loads and loads of money often tell you that money won't make you happy.
Isn't it amazing? It's from such and as if they should know. And yeah. I suppose they should know, but they can become so out of touch, it's unbelievable, right? And it's one thing when someone who's making good money says it. And then it's another thing when a millionaire says it. But when one of the richest men in the world, when a billionaire turns around, and his name is Richard Branson, and he says...
The man, the head of the pickle empire.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that's Branston.
Oh, it's a different fella. I'd say they're equally as much money. But when he says... And this is what he put on his Twitter, right? This is like, I truly believe that stuff really does not bring happiness. Now, this is the Virgin Tycoon. He's worth 4 billion quid. 4 billion quid, right?
Mm.
Family, friends, good health, and the satisfaction that comes from making a positive difference are what really matters. Yeah, well, why do you keep walking then, you halfwit? You're full of it. What a load of what a load of other nonsense.
Why didn't you stop when you only had... a few million.
Yeah.
Instead of going on to become a billionaire.
500 million maybe. 600 million.
Yeah. At what point did you not think, ah, sure, look, for God's sake. No. I don't need any more. I don't need any more stuff.
Neither does me family.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll just hang out with my friends.
And unbelievable.
I'll just be an ordinary person enjoying good health and good family.
Yeah.
I tell you kept going and became a billionaire.
For a fella that says stuff isn't important, he's got a hell of a lot of bleeding stuff. I'll tell you that much. He goes on to say, early on in my life, I realised that personal stuff really didn't matter. Joan and I lived on a houseboat, and one day it sank. We realised that we missed nothing except for our treasured photo albums. Of course you missed nothing. You could go to your private island. The houseboat sank, love. And you can imagine what his houseboat looked like. He's making it sound like it's an old...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, double berth rowing yoke. It's not.
It was like, probably an Abramovich-looking yacht.
A yacht! A yacht, like a cruise liner, I'd say.
Yeah.
And this is a man who owns a 74-acre Caribbean island, right? So there's not exactly, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That stuff. You can give that to a country that needs land. Give it to Ireland, we build houses on it.
Well, that's the other thing, yeah. If you reckon your money's not doing you any good, give it away!
Yeah, exactly, yeah. One person on Twitter got so angry, though. I loved it. I love outrage. Twitter outrage is gas.
Nobody does outrage
like
Twitter.
He said, this is, without a doubt, the largest amount of bullshit I've ever witnessed in a single tweet. I mean, seriously. We need to get Guinness on the phone. He wants to enter into the Guinness Book of Records for saying the stupidest thing in the history of the world.
Right, okay.
So there you go. So that's what... And of course he's right. All these... it's gas. Like, and they say money doesn't make you happy. Trust me. I've never had money and not felt happy.
Yeah.
And family and friends make you happy. Do they, yeah? I spent my whole life avoiding that shower.
Plus you can be completely unhappy with no money. So... You know what I mean? That's the reverse side of that coin. Oh, money won't make you happy, you know. Really? Okay, fine. But I'm completely unhappy without any of it. So can, it's like so a, can I have a go at it?
It's like a book, yeah. It's like that, isn't it? It's like a bookie's thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, okay, grand. Money doesn't make me happy. I tell you what, though. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, go on then. I'll try it for a while.
Give me 10 million and we'll see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You said it, you have it. I say different, I don't have it.
Like
you give me the money and we'll see how happy.
Yeah, show me the guy who turns around and, as you say, you go to him and you go, listen, here, 10 million quid. No.
No.
No, I'm giving you. You don't have
to do it. No,
don't want it. No. Don't want it. I tell you.
I'm a happy man.
I'm happy.
I'm a
really
very
happy
man.
I could have money if I wanted. I could have millions and millions and billions. But no, I'm happy as I am.
No, you're all right.
Show me that person.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll show you somebody inside an institution.
Those people who get lotto tickets in their cards and go, I don't want that. The worst thing that could ever happen would be winning that. It would upset my happiness. Get out of here. Get out of here. Everybody, whether you admit it to yourself or not, loves a bit of the green.
You love a bit of green. It's the only way.
Yeah, it's like money might not make you happy, but it certainly increases your chances by about 99.9%, I would say. And it gets you away from people.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. So there you go, it's the classic Hit Bit this morning. It is worth €820. All for you, of course, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this bit from. It is the classic hit bit, there it is. You can listen to it as many times as you like on classichits.ie, but for now, let's go to Mary Jo O'Keefe in Limerick. How are you getting on, Mary Jo?
Hi, DJ, how are you going?
Not so bad at all. What's the crack with you? Any plans for your day?
No, myself. Just at work now, so...
Right, are you allowed to tell us what you're working at?
Yeah, I work in Tallaght Foods in Newcastle West.
In Tallaght School?
No, Tallaght Pizza Beater.
Palace, is it?
Yeah, that's
it. Ah, right, yeah. You're working a palace, Mary Jo.
I am, yeah.
Limerick Palace.
Fabulous.
Who doesn't know Limerick Palace?
Ah, famous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jim's not allowed in.
High Kings of Ireland.
No one's ever told Jim about it.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Typical. I never get anywhere near the good stuff.
Right, yeah. So Mary Jo, let's try and give you a few quid. 820 quid, what do you think?
I think it's Where is the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
Right,
good
so.
Good tune. Magical Michael.
I got a feeling that it's wrong, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah, I have a feeling it's wrong. It's wrong, oh. Yeah.
Dang.
All right. Sorry about that, Mary Jo.
Back to your palace. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
Cheers.
Right, so we're zipping back to Dublin, out of the palace and into the fire. That doesn't make any sense. Right. Elaine Fantop. How are you, Elaine?
How's it going, lads?
What's the crack?
All good.
How are you today? What are you up to?
Working as well.
Where are you hiding out? Where's work?
In Clondalkin.
You know, you now tell us what you do now.
Yeah, I work for Initial Hygiene.
All right, yeah. Right.
By the way, can I just point out that we were saying that you have a fantastic name. It sounds like something from Downton Abbey.
It does, doesn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lady Elaine Fantop.
It does have that about
it. It's very regal, isn't it? Very regal.
Yeah.
Very unusual, Ari.
There's definitely a very rich Fanny Fantorp out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those names, isn't it?
Yeah. If I was you, I'd investigate the family tree. There's money there if you shake that, Elaine, I'm telling you. Shake that tree, there's money in it.
There's a few poets by Fantorp as well, I know.
Is poets? All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poets are like radio presenters. They're not worth a pin.
Yeah. Penniless.
Right, so Elaine, what do you reckon?
I think it's Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Queen.
Right, so, yeah. Nice. Good Old Queen Fashioned classic. Lover. What do you reckon, Mike?
Elaine Fantorp, unfortunately, it's wrong. Sorry with that. No go.
Yeah. What, is there no... So,
thanks, Ed.
No, oh, yeah, see you, Elaine. We will say goodbye.
Oh,
say
my goodbye. God.
We
oh, dear.
We
that doesn't make a lick of sense.
Not a lick of sense. That is, again, another painful...
Elaine, you should actually get a compensation check for that.
Yeah.
We've one of his good ones.
We've set up a helpline that people can call, to be
well,
fair,
well, it's no
Elaine,
good if you don't say goodbye to her after me doing it.
Elaine, as we always say, save yourself.
Save
you go
yourself.
And do whatever you need to do. Take care of yourself.
Thanks very much.
See you later. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
We will finish up.
I think he's got a new tactic now. His tactic now is literally to make people cringe so hard that he actually gets out of doing it.
Exactly, that's it. Yeah, Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Wednesday, final day of July. July 31st, it's almost 10 past 8. Good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, as always, if you want to give us a shout. And we still have the breakfast table quiz, all that sort of shenanigans to come. But, okay, as I said earlier on, it may not be award season in the movie world. And you might think that this is kind of a little bit random, but I'll tell you how it came about. I was chatting to the lads yesterday, and I was saying that later in the year, going to be hosting this thing called an Oscars night, right? Now, some of you will have come across this, because it's a fundraising thing. Lots of clubs and various places do it.
It's Oscars with a K in the middle, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a recognised kind of fundraising thing, so I'm going to be emceeing it for somebody later in the year, right? And that's how it came about. And so we decided, off the back of that we will have a little Oscars movie shenanigans.
Yeah, I think so. So let's, we're going to basically, well, we haven't seen the scene yet, but we're about to be presented with a scene from a famous movie. And that will be performed to a genre that is of a totally different movie, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Isn't that it?
And taking care of things is, obviously, every great movie needs a great director. So Magic Mike is going to be director extraordinaire. He's going to issue the instructions, our acting instructions. And the idea is that the winner here is you, because apparently what's the plan here? People have to identify what the hell we're doing, is it?
Yeah, so basically, like, first of all, good morning, cast.
Thank you very much, director.
Is that the normal thing, PJ, you being a thespian?
Good morning, cast.
Would that be the normal?
That would be normal for a reading, yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
That's his way of asserting his authority. Morning, cast. Just remember who's in charge here.
So you're right, Jim. I do have the script from a very, very, very famous scene here. An Oscar-winning movie, actually, right?
Wow.
Now, it's long enough. But each part isn't, each line isn't.
Bloody
huge,
hell!
Right?
That's huge!
I know, it's front and back.
Wait a second.
Don't PJ, be giving out to the director.
Wait a second. PJ's done virtually two series of The Young Offenders and had less script than this.
Now make sure you get it on the right page there.
Okay.
So, now, which is the first line?
Okay. Right, okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I have given the cast a very famous scene from a very famous movie. You are going to do it in a particular genre, not the genre that the movie is.
Right.
Not the genre that the movie was done in. I'm going to give you a selection here. I'm going to be very nice to you this morning and allow you two to select the section, okay? So chat amongst yourselves, whatever you want to do, okay?
Right, and
so
then people identify what it is and what do they win?
You're going to win a brand new, shiny PJ and Jim breakfast prize pack.
Is that your way of saying you don't really know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
a prize pack.
Hopefully there's a holiday in the car in it.
No, there's not a holiday in the car in it.
Is there a house in it?
Hold on, I better establish this. There's an Ugly Mug in it.
Even better.
There's Ugly Mug.
Classic Hits car freshener.
Ooh. Better still.
There are Classic Hits trolley tokens.
Dear God.
Oh my God.
And if there's any left, some balloons. Now, right. That's not the point. Here we go. Right.
Some balloons.
Jelly and ice cream for everybody.
Lads, you can choose.
Right.
Period drama. How about that?
You do like your Downton Abbey.
I do like a bit of Downton Abbey. I'm up on it, yeah.
You can do a sci-fi, get kooky and weird. No.
Might be
sci-fi.
A little.
Would you have to do alien voices or something?
Well, you just pick a sci-fi character, I suppose, you know.
You could be a robot, you could be anything, right? Or you could do it as a Western.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Western, yeah. I mean,
is that it? Those are
get
three
off,
choices, aren't they?
Get off your horse and drink your... Yeah.
You can do it to a thriller, a gangster movie, an Irish movie as well.
Oh.
So it can be homegrown,
right? Style of love-hate.
Or an epic. So whichever one of those you want.
Style of love hate obviously sort of springs to mind as not as the way to go
as
because
home,
just
because
that's what we sound like anyway, you know.
So what would that be like a Irish gangster?
Don't tell me. You have
no,
to
I'm
go.
Asking.
No, you're not allowed. You're open to your own interpretation.
Okay, right. If you're going to pick an Irish movie, that's fine. You should.
Right.
You should know two things. Number one, there's a male and female in this. You're going to have to decide who plays the female.
Oh, gee,
I think it's pretty obvious. I think one of the cast has a huge amount of experience of playing women.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
Who's that?
Well, then we're definitely going Dublin style because I know who she's going
to
be.
Okay. The second thing you should know, if you get to the end of the script, it is long, so, you know, we might cut it. I am the director.
Yeah.
At the
can
end
you?
Of
yeah. Will you shout cut?
I'll shout cut.
If people start losing the will to live, will you shout cut?
I will. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. We're never going to get through it all. Right.
Right. Listen. So we're going to do it in a what's you say? A
love. Hate. You're Nidge.
Nidge.
Yeah. Go on.
You're a female Nidge.
No, hang a second. I'm not the one who has the experience of playing women.
But you know what you're talking about, yeah? Do you remember that? He was sort of a Conor McGregor. Now, the other thing is that if you do get to the end, there's a singing bit if you want to partake. There's two bits of singing in it. So I'm just telling
you. So, and if you identify this, 087-188-0008 to win the brand new PJ and Jim breakfast goodie bag pack thing that doesn't include a holiday or a car. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Right. Shall we? Here we go. Okay. Who starts? Oh, so you start, and I'm doing. What am I doing? Yeah. I might like that.
Now, which way do we go?
Right. Hold on.
What? Yeah, go on.
Hold on. Action!
Now, which way do we go?
That way is a very nice way.
Who said that?
It's pleasant down that way, too.
That's funny. Was he pointing the other way?
Of course. People do go both ways.
You did say.
Oh, wait, I've just morphed into. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Keep going.
You did say something, didn't you?
No. Yes.
Can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, we haven't really met properly, have we?
Why? No.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Very well, thanks.
Oh, I'm not feeling well at all. You see, pretty tedious being stuck up here all day long with a pole up your back.
Oh dear, that must be terribly uncomfortable. Can you not get down?
Down? Oh, you see, well, I'm...
Oh, well, here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, it's pretty kind of you. Very kind.
Well, oh dear, I don't quite see how I can... Hold on a minute.
Of course! I'm not bright about doing things. But if you just... If you just bend the nail down the back, maybe I'll slip off.
Oh, yeah.
Oops! Hey, there goes some of me again.
That doesn't hurt.
Oh, no, I just keep picking her up and putting her back in again.
Oh, right.
My, it's good to be free.
Oh.
Did I scare you?
No, I just thought you'd hurt yourself.
But it didn't scare you, no?
No, of course not.
I didn't think so.
Oh.
I'm a failure, because I haven't got a brain.
Well, you would. What would you do with your brain if you did have one?
Why? If I had a brain, and I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the wren,
this is like
and my
men.
Head I'd be scratching while me thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle.
Oh my God.
For any individual in trouble or in pain.
With thoughts that you'll be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Caught.
Right, well, that was the most embarrassing 10 minutes of my life. Oh, at least it felt like a half an hour.
Tell you something.
If no one out there enjoyed that, I don't care, because I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you may have heard the director guffawing in the background.
I tell you something.
I was taking that quite seriously.
What a mad scene. Mm. That's from Speed, right?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Exactly, yeah. That's one of the most well-known. Right, if you know what movie that came from, 0871 880 0008 on WhatsApp to win yourself an amazing prize pack. Brand spanking new. I have to say, my favourite bit was the singing bit, yeah.
Do you guys know what it is?
Yeah.
Speed.
Speed.
Come on. It's a scarecrow,
Oh, yeah, scarecrow.
Was he a scarecrow?
Oh, my God, it's Batman.
I thought it was some sort of violent thriller there.
Batman.
The bits were falling off.
Mr. Broken Wings, almost 8:22. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. And thank you so much for WhatsApping in your droves in response to our little movie bit, our little Oscars bit.
Tell you, Magic Mike's goodie bag really is a big attraction to people, I tell you that
tell
much.
You, what people will do to get their hands on trolley tokens, especially with the Classic Hits name emblazoned upon it.
Honest to goodness.
By the way, thank you also. I forgive all of those people who text in to say that I was typecast in that movie because I was playing a character that didn't have a brain.
Yeah.
Harsh.
And you did it very well, Jim.
You did it very well.
Thank you very
much. Very natural. I think you're going to be typecast.
Too late.
You know what I mean?
Also, some of the wrong answers. People did genuinely follow. When you were messing and you said Batman, there was a load of text.
A couple of people actually thought it was Batman.
And a few people went for Wurzel Gummidge because of the reference to a scarecrow.
Yeah, that's a fairness. And I get that.
Is there an actual horror movie called Scarecrow?
Don't know.
Because somebody went for that.
Oh, my God. Maybe people didn't think I was going to go as far back as 1935.
It's a bit of a stretch. Like, of all the Oscar-related movies that there is, to go back to the Oscars of the 30s is a hike back in time. Because, and then there's people giving out that you picked a Christmas movie in July just to upset me.
There's nothing about Christmas in The Wizard of Oz.
We all know it's a Christmas movie, though.
Excuse me.
Unbelievable.
We all know it is a movie that you only watch at Christmas time.
By the way, I think there should be, I know it's not the right answer, but there should be a separate award for Sinead who texted in the Donald Trump movie. Because it's about a character that doesn't have a brain.
And who gets stuffed.
Right, okay, it was, of course,
The Wizard of Oz.
Yay!
Magic Mike directed The Wizard of Oz, Dublin style.
Yeah, he was brilliant, wasn't he?
Dublin style.
Dublin style Wizard of Oz. I'd love to see that in the stage now. It'd be much better, you know, if Dorothy was just a young'un. She's going for a wander around the north side.
If Dorothy was your Dirty Elven version. Come here to me, Scarecrow, till I...
Yeah. Oh, that's the Wicked Witch.
I'll give you a stuffing.
Come here to me, you. We'll pull the toe off you. Wouldn't that be like that, would it? I tell you want to see the flying monkeys I have around my place? They scared of life.
There you go.
That's the Great Wicked Witch, isn't it?
Yeah,
what it could be. Dorothy's a Southside girl in Dublin.
Yeah.
And she crosses the Liffey accidentally. And then she's wandering up O'Connell Street.
So Dorothy would be Joanne McNally.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's a great idea. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Can somebody help me?
I mean, what the hell is a girl supposed to do here?
I don't know what to do with these little epilepsies.
And where can I get some decent red shoes? You know,
we represent the Southside Goyle. The Southside Goyle. It'd be brilliant.
They'd be
and
known
then she has
as
to find
the
way home.
They'd be known as the... what's the Dewberry thing? What's the... What was the...
There's a lot of words
originally
now.
When you moved there. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Dubes.
The no. Dubes.
The Dubes, yeah. They'd be the Dubes. Instead of being the Oompa Loompas, they'd be the Dubes.
Up the Dubes.
Up the Dubes.
It's a whole new chant.
We have something on our hands.
It's a whole
here.
New chant for rugby, isn't it?
And then there's no place like home after it, and she goes back.
Yeah, that's perfect. It. She gets back home after she escapes Northside and all of those monsters chasing her.
Listen, the good news
anyway,
is.
Anyway, yeah, sorry, we said Oompa Loompas. They're in Willy Wonka. What are they called in the...
Oh, that's right.
Munchkins.
Munchkins.
Munchkin land.
Munchkins. Well spotted. Anyway, listen, we'll pick out a winner, by the way.
And the video is just uploading at the moment onto Facebook. So
you recorded?
Of course I did. I'm directing it.
What?
Yeah. Mm. It was recorded, lads. So.
You put a movie on video. What is wrong with you?
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Who would have ever thought of that?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
The man's losing his mind. Right, so there you go. If you want to put yourself through it all over again, you can actually see it on our Facebook page. Magic Mike uploading the video as we speak. And we'll pick out a winner who did actually manage to spot the Wizard of Oz. And I think you should take your statuette with you now.
Statuette?
Yeah, your Oscar statuette.
Oh, well, yeah, where is me statuette? Oh, don't, he's just give me a sticker. He'll give me a car sticker.
Have you got, I assume you do have an Oscar to hand out.
100%, yeah, it's in the jacks.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's Britney Spears and Toxic here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And well done, Yvonne Trimble. Yvonne Trimble was selected from the hundreds of people who correctly guessed The Wizard of Oz was the scene that PJ and myself were acting.
Acting. Don't you dare you say destroying.
We were acting.
Thespian.
In a Dublin style. Don't call me names on the radio. And it was a Dublin style, admittedly, but you saw through it.
Too right, because it was so well performed and
exactly.
delivered.
Yeah.
It was exactly what was going on there.
Couldn't miss it. So yeah, Wizard of Oz, Yvonne Trimble, well done, winning the PJ and Jim Breakfast Prize Pack. There's a mug in there, the ugly mug. There's the car air freshener, which gets rid of just about everything, including your sense of smell.
Apparently, it's a classic hits car freshener. It's brilliant. It's basically the idea is it desensitizes you, so all you can do is listen to music.
That's exactly it. And also, of course, there's the shopping trolley tokens. People go wild for them.
Mad
I tell you, you could have an illegal trade.
Can
them,
I just say, they changed my life.
Yeah.
I never knew there was such a thing.
They're fabulous.
And I know that makes me sound like a big old fart, and that's grand. I can gladly take that role as a big old fart. But when certain things come along in your life, and trolley tokens, where you don't have to use euros, in a day where I prefer to tap on gold, Jim.
Exactly.
It's changed me life.
For a man who, similar to most royalty, doesn't, you know, carry a lot of cash.
Yes.
You are a tap and go man.
Exactly, yeah.
I'd say.
And now that I found out you can pay on your phone.
It's like the future coming to the now, isn't
it? Have you done the paying with the phone thing yet?
Yeah. That's,
and it saves up all, it tells you how much you spent all the time. Yeah. In the wallet.
You have a big look, big smug head in you.
You can look back at what you spent on.
That's me with technology and all.
I couldn't believe it. I thought your mum was going to start laughing at me.
Speaking of the future, apparently the future is coming to your home.
And yes.
You do mean your home.
Arguing with your partner. With your partner. I don't know why you said that way. I'm still doing the Wizard of Oz Dublin style. Arguing with your partner about the temperature of the bed or who gets the duvet covers or what way it should be. It might be a thing of the past as the intelligent household moves ever closer. Well, that's, I mean, it's Ireland. That's if you can get a house. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it might only just...
And it mightn't work in Ireland.
Considering
you
in Dublin,
have broadband.
They're going to be renting you a box about the same size as yourself for £1,300 a month very soon. But anyway, the intelligent house is on the way. And those without a garden may be able to grow their own stuff indoors without soil and all of this. It's amazing.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So instead of just reading...
So I wouldn't have to go outside to water me plants.
You wouldn't have to. You don't even need soil to water. You want to see some of the stuff that... You can cultivate fruit and vegetables indoors without using soil in the new home of the future. How it works, don't care. I started reading it and it was all about this sort of crystal that I couldn't get. But a panel of experts, including TV presenter Carol Vorderman and your man Robert Llewellyn, you know him? Well, they're brought together by Smart Energy and they sort of were to look into...
That's your man from Red Dwarf, is it?
That's him.
Ah, yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. Plays the robot bloke in Red Dwarf.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, I don't know why they're supposed to be experts of what's going to happen in the future. But
I mean, he's an actor.
Yeah, well,
he
anyway.
Wasn't really in the future.
So are we, Jim.
Well, that's true.
Artificial intelligence, though, much like us again, could be present in every house. Even in the bathroom, mirrors could perform instant health checks. They can look in the mirror and be able to give you a little bit of a look around, know what your skin is like, check your hydration, check if you've got any funny growths or whatever.
Although my God, so you could literally get to the stage where you're like, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me after all?
And they'd be like, Jimmy, not on the wall. You better go to the doctor about that ball. So modular housing will mean that people can be able to build their own home. Adding and removing rooms when they see fit. So you'll be able to make your house
Lego.
Bigger and smaller whenever you want to.
Don't know about that. Lego or McCann or something. You just move a wall.
Yeah.
I'm putting that over there now.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. What are you going to do? Your mother's coming over. Oh, well, you can add on the extra room. I blew it up last week. So here you go. Right. So the sort of things that are going to... Recycling bins built into the kitchen appliances for easier recycling. They say
that's brilliant, yeah. Because I do get a pain in me. Having to walk outside constantly to the recycling bin.
And, well, so washing my rubbish, man. That's starting to really do my head in.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I have to sit there washing.
I never thought of it like that. That's really annoying me. That's a great way to look at it. Yeah.
It's really...
You're actually washing your rubbish.
I have to do the washing up.
Yeah.
And it's what
you're
washing.
Something that you were throwing away.
Yeah.
Empty
tuna cans. Milk cans.
Yeah. Washing them.
It's starting to drive me on. To be honest with you, I start feeling like I'm working for it. It's annoying me now. That is. Toilets that'll turn waste into fuel.
Oh my God.
Right.
You can literally...
You can use for heat in the house.
Poo your way to
warmth and
imagine in January,
electricity and all.
Jeez, you'd be eating like a madman in January, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
he'd be there. God Almighty, we've got February to come in and keep the oil man at bay.
It'd be completely. You know the way they have this top up electricity. Now it'd be like we need a top up, right? Call your father, get him in
there. Yeah, it'd be like that, wouldn't it?
Right, how long do I need?
If there, your dad isn't around, love, is he? Tell him I put the spare room in the house, he can come over and drop a few large ones. Windows that change shade in reaction to the external light, so you can keep your house warm or cool without having to use radiators or air conditioning.
Brilliant.
That's a fantastic. Now, that's an idea.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to, like, stop them, you know, people, elections and all. You know, they ring the bell, you just darken the windows.
Nobody in.
A solar panel paint and solar panel windows to capture the sun's natural energy.
Brilliant.
To be used within the house. So you could use the sun's solar energy. On the paint. It would be able
well
to deliver energy into the house.
Oh, I'm loving this. I haven't heard anything bad so far.
Everything will be powered by renewable energy, such as solar power and wind power. That's the main thing. It seems to be like it's the eco-friendly sort of thing.
House of the future.
They're also saying that children's homes, all cars will be battery operated. I don't know why that's in the children's list, as if kids are going to be driving you to work.
Drive yourself, bumper car style.
Yeah, just imagine.
Drive yourself to school.
I'm going to school, man. Give us the car. No problem, it's electric. Not, what could go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Each house will have a giant battery to store energy from the sun. This is all the same stuff. Ah, it's getting boring now. They're repeating.
A giant battery. So there'll be a huge Duracell in your garden.
Yeah.
Running your house. You're fabulous. I love it.
Call the AAU around when the house breaks down.
Yeah.
So you're going to have be able to recycle water in the home? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Granny over having a bath and you're there going, oh, jeepers.
Yeah. Do you want a cup of tea?
Do you know something? I'll give the teeth a brush next week.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, we're celebrating the brand new Urban Fox Brasserie and Bar. It's in the Beacon in Sandyford there. Decadent flavours and daring ingredients. If you're a bit of a foodie, you'll absolutely love it. You can check it out on thebeacon.com. It's basically delicious European cuisine. Done in their own inimitable style. Urban Fox Brasserie and Bar in the Beacon. As I say, thebeacon.com if you want to check it out. Perfect brasserie and courtyard indeed. If you're having a barbecue, if there's a corporate event, any sort of event really, casual events, whatever. And of course, the advantage being the Beacon Hotel on the Green Lewis line. So if you want to leave the car at home and enjoy a full night of celebration.
Indeed.
That's possible. And of course, the prize we have for you, 3 nights to stay at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford. Breakfast each morning, dinner on 2 of the evenings, and an afternoon tea voucher for a sister hotel in Dublin City Centre.
So, there you go. And the only problem is we've got 15 is the score that that's the score we need,
that's
right?
What we need, yeah.
So 14 is the score to beat. 15 or more is what we're looking for. We really need a general knowledge wrestler this week. And Philip Newton in Cork is going to give it a go. Fair play to you, Philip. How are you getting on?
Hey, good morning, lads.
Good morning to you. What's the crack today?
Working well. Just arrived about 20 minutes ago in work.
Right.
So you haven't actually thrown yourself into it yet?
Yeah, yeah.
No. I've got another 10 minutes before things kick off.
Don't blame you, Philip, in fairness. A nice slow start.
I need a good half hour before I can really face it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, Philip, how are you feeling? Are you awake, wide awake and ready for this? It's a big one.
I've had 2 cups of coffee, so I think I'm pretty much there now.
Brilliant. Right. Come here, Philip. We got to ask you. That isn't a traditional Cork accent. Where exactly is that from?
Oh, this is the far east of Ireland. It's a little known place called Yorkshire.
Oh, I know it well. County Yorkshire.
Many's the happy day I spent in the county of Yorkshire, down there in the east of Ireland.
The biggest and best.
Lovely. Right, Philip, the very best of luck. 60 seconds to try and get you to that magical number of 15 or more if we can manage it. Here we go.
What term describes a dish containing both seafood and meat?
Surf and turf.
Yeah, Stockholm is the capital city of what country?
Denmark.
Sweden. Who played John Rambo in the Rambo film series?
Sylvester Stallone.
In what country are Rotterdam and Eindhoven?
Denmark.
The Netherlands. What tea is the name given to a flatbread pancake originating from Mexico? Tortilla. In which film and its sequels did the characters Woody and Buzz Lightyear appear?
Toy Story.
In fashion, what are bell bottoms?
Trousers.
Do stalagmites grow upwards or downwards?
Down.
It's up. Meat obtained from a deer is known by what name?
Pass.
Venison. Is Northern Ireland or Wales larger in terms of population?
Northern Ireland.
It's Wales. In what American city is the White House?
Washington, D.C.
What is the colour of the road in The Wizard of Oz?
Yellow.
A squint affects what part of the body?
Eyes.
According to the proverb, what is a rolling stone incapable of gathering?
Moss.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Moss. I think we just ran out of questions because you got on a bit of a roll there towards the end. There was a few sticky ones in the middle, but you got on a bit of a roll
and
towards the end.
And he definitely would have got the next one. Can I ask him? Because I think there was a bit of a second. Complete right, the next line of this nursery rhyme. Hey, diddle, diddle.
The cat and the fiddle.
There you go. Well, you're getting that as well.
You're getting that as well. We're throwing it in.
The embarrassing thing is that the cooking questions, I used to be a chef.
Yeah. Did you really?
That is so embarrassing if anybody knows me.
Wow. Oh, well.
Boy, what were the cooking? Oh, you mean the one about the venison and stuff
venison,
like that?
Yeah.
Venison and tortilla, okay. The two cooker questions.
Right, so we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Which is not an embarrassing
it's a good
score, to be fair, Philip. Just
well,
this week,
four,
it's...
Four more than I got a few years ago.
Oh, right, well then, it's an improvement.
Well,
progression.
Then that means the next time you call in another few years, you're going to hit the record, no problem.
Listen, Philip, thanks a million for playing. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Cheers, lads.
Take
See
care,
you, Philip.
Man.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, boss.